Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. Today, we conclude our journey with our final focus on the theme of hope. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. We enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 1 through 13. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, "Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing the praises of your name." Again, it says, "Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Let the peoples extol him." And again, Isaiah says, "The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will rise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope." May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
For 4 weeks, we have traveled in and out of the Christmas story, waiting to see not only the birth of Jesus, but also watching for what God wanted to give birth to in our lives. And now, Christmas is here. So what's happened? What has God been saying to you? How has Jesus entered into your life, and what difference does it make? In this scripture, the writer, Paul, is wrapping up his letter to the Romans with some practical advice and encouragement. He's directing his readers in how to live, how to treat other people. Here again, it's all about Jesus. This baby who was born is the boy who grew into a man, who showed us how to live and how to love. He gave himself up, facing insults and suffering for our sake in order to draw everyone, meaning everyone, to himself. Doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, which is a non-Jew. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, male or female. Jesus came for you. And to all those who've received Jesus' love, Paul says, now go love others in the same way, so that everyone, meaning everyone, would know that this Jesus loves and came for them. That's one of the ways that Jesus makes a difference. The story that we rehearse at Christmas isn't just a tale that we dust off once a year. It's a story that reshapes us. It's a story that is meant to be lived. We experience the wonder of Christ coming to us, and then we're sent out with Christ living in us and working through us so that everyone we meet can experience the miracle of Christmas, of God coming to dwell with them. So let the Christmas story and your experience of Christ encourage you in that way. That's what Paul says all the scriptures are meant to do, to provide encouragement and hope as we live out God's incredible story. In this moment of quiet, turn your mind toward what this year ahead may hold. As you consider how you play a part in this incredible story, invite God to inspire your next step by repeating this one desire, not my will, but yours be done. As you celebrate Christmas, and as you look toward the new year, let this prayer and blessing wash over you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent Reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song, All Glory Be to Christ by King's Kaleidoscope by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Let this song shape your prayers with its compelling vision of Jesus and draw you to worship Him. And as you reflect back on this Advent season, may you be inspired to live and to love like Jesus. Merry Christmas, friends.